how do you think your team responded to every single challenge you're facing to this day?
Well, you're right, Scott. I mean, they're really good, and they're a tough team. They've been playing extremely well. They played well on the road. We threw a couple punches at them, and they responded. But I thought, in the middle part of the second half, I thought defensively we were not where we needed to be, and pointed that out during a timeout. And I thought we were substantially better after that, because coming down a stretch to beat a team of this caliber, you've got to execute. And execution is at both ends of the floor. Everybody thinks execution is offense only. But you got to execute on defense. They've got drivers, they've got post guys, they've got shooters. So our defense coming down a stretch really, I think, provided us with great opportunity and great energy. The crowd was terrific. And then coming down a stretch, we executed on offense. Even when we missed, we got a pretty good look.
It looks like defense is, in your home games against these really good teams, have been what have propelled you at the end. You know, whether it was Michigan holding them to down the stretch, this one seemed to be the same way.
It was. I mean, you're talking about a team who's got a lot of weapons. I mean, there's a lot of ways they can go. Io and Kofi get a lot of the publicity, and they should. But Georgie's very good. I mean, Feliz, I mean, he's really good attacking the basket. He made some shots tonight. He scores anyway, but, Frazier's a guy that can get 20. They got a lot of different guys that can get 20. Griffin comes off the bench, hits two threes. That's what he does. Nichols has always played well against us, played well tonight. I mean, they got a really good team.
Luka took 9 threes tonight. Was this something that was just there and you wanted to exploit it, or was it something that progressed as the game went along?
You know what, Mike? I mean, he can shoot 18 if he wants, as far as I'm concerned.
He went scoreless for about 15 minutes. Was there something that kind of got him going?
Yeah, I thought we probably did a better job of getting it to him. We can't have him go that long without getting touches. You got to give him touches. I thought it was a combination of maybe we were a little three happy, but also give credit to them. I mean, they have a scouting report too. They were sitting in there on top of him. If the ball's on one side, they were sitting in the lane and willing to give up some opportunities, and we took some threes, didn't make them. But they made a decision to limit his touches there.
And Coach Underwood raved about your job that you're doing with your team this year. What have you seen from him? Last year, two blowout losses to you guys, and they seem to be playing better. What do you see from their program and what he's done with this team?
Well, I think he's built it piece by piece. He's put together a really good roster. I think they played differently defensively last year. That was something that he was kind of committed to and tried. And great question. I think you can help it a little bit, but I think that's either in you or it's not. Because like I said, competing is, there's the physical side of the physicality of the game and the stamina required to play in a game that's up and down, that's this intense, while at the same time processing a scouting report that's very intricate. And at the same time, being able to execute the offense and whatever your job description is. Because you can get sideways when a game gets a little sticky and make mistakes. You've got to be able to execute under pressure, under duress, without getting involved in the trappings of the game, the physicality of the game, the quality of your opponent. You have to continue to fight through and respect your opponent, remember what the game plan is, and execute that to the best of your ability. Calm down, get a good shot. Get to the offensive glass. If you miss, run back. Okay, don't give them an easy transition basket because you're jogging back. Get back. Get underneath the ball. Wall them off, and then make them shoot a contested shot and miss, and then go rebound the ball. And then do it again and again and again and again. Without, committing a lot of mistakes, or if you do commit a mistake, make that become 2, 3, 4 because you didn't have the mental toughness necessary to get back and straighten it out.
Frank, can you tell when you're recruiting somebody if they have those characteristics?
Yeah, pretty much, Pat. I mean, you've been to enough high school games. I mean, if you have an opportunity to watch somebody enough, it's pretty easy. Sometimes in a recruiting process, especially when you're recruiting from far away, you can't see the guy multiple times, and you might miss. Because if you offered him a scholarship, you obviously saw something you liked. But I think if you can watch people in competitive situations under duress and see how they respond, and you can do that both at the high school level or the AAU level because they're in high-level games, you can pretty much see it. I think anybody in this room could see it if we went and watched a guy play five or six times.
Take two more questions.
It was a pretty physical game. What did you see there at the end before the handshakes?
It's the same thing all the time. Every one of those situations comes down to, there's 2 seconds to go. The game's over. But they played till the end. You can't fault them for that. They played till the end. Then there's pushing and shoving because, the guy gets chopped. There's no reason to get chopped there. And then you just go to the locker room. It's unfortunate, but nothing major happened, so it's kind of a non-story as far as I'm concerned.
One more question. Connor's struggled recently shooting. For him to come in and not just make three-pointers, but a really crucial one late in the game, what's that say about his just mental toughness and confidence, maybe?
Well, he's had some good games. He's had some games where he hasn't shot it as well. But, I mean, his value, I think, is so intricate. If you really study the game, he started at the 4 spot, played the 2 spot, played the 3 spot, finished the game running the point, had 7 assists, no turns. We talk about execution coming down the stretch. He's executing all of our play sets, all of our counters, and making all the right reads. At the same time, he's fighting a high ball screen where he started the game playing in the back of the zone, having to come up and play the high post and wrestle with a 6'11 guy. And we thought they might try to post him up early. He tried to post up Connor, he couldn't move him. So if he's making threes, that's great. But if he's not making threes, he's a winner, and he's still going to help you win games with his mind and his toughness. And he knows we got 3 guys that can really score the ball. And he knows where they want it, and he's going to get it to them.
This league, you've been in this league 10 years. It's always been good, home and away. But this year it seems to be deeper than maybe it ever has been, and everybody's playing at a high level. What's kind of your assessment of the Big Ten now?
Well, I think what you just said. Everybody's good. Everybody's deep. Every game is going to be just like this one, whether you win or lose. I mean, we lost the other night. It was the same way. Unbelievable atmosphere. You got guys in foul trouble. Other guys are stepping up. And you got to play. And we made a couple runs, didn't win. Okay, go back to work. You got another team coming in here who's in first place. Okay, all right, we're fortunate enough to beat them. All right, well, now we got Purdue coming in. They went on essentially a game winner, the same team that won by 29 against Michigan State. And so every game is exactly like this one, and that's what you got to be ready for.
Okay,
thank you.